with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Thousands of California child care providers handed in union signatures Wednesday, an important step toward organizing for the first time in state history. At a rally, Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon said the move is long overdue.
I think it's also about time that we realize as a state what child care programs mean to the future of our state, what child care programs mean to our schools, what child care programs mean to our workforce.
The union will allow workers to collectively bargain with the state to get health care benefits and funding for training. It will also enable them to negotiate pay rates. This will largely impact workers who provide care to children from families that rely on state subsidies. Pat Alexander of Elk Grove has been a child care provider for nearly half a century.
We never really had a say in anything. You know, whatever came down the pike, we had to live with. If a new law came up, we had to accept it. So now with the union here, we can go to the table. We can say we don't like this. We want this changed.
About a dozen other states, including Illinois and New York, also allow child care workers to unionize. As the coronavirus continues to sicken thousands in China, 178 people who were in the Wuhan region of that country have been evacuated to Travis Air Force Base. One of those passengers was ill. KEP Radio's Bob Moffitt reports from Fairfield.
A child had a fever on the flight and is in a local hospital, along with her mother. An attempt was made to quarantine the child on the plane.
As much as possible, but it is an airplane.
Dr. Henry Walk is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Children have fever for a number of different reasons. And so the child is being evaluated at this point and will be put in isolation and tested.
The 178 people are mostly families who will be living in base housing apart from each other and will be tested twice daily for the next 2 weeks. Most are American citizens, though the CDC says it isn't aware of the nationalities of all of the evacuees. I'm Bob Moffitt in Fairfield.
The CDC says the federal government hasn't issued a quarantine order for 50 years, but felt it wise to do so given the rapid spread and number of deaths in China. The agency also says community informational meetings will be held on the base. The Air Force Global Strike Command says an unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile was launched from California on a test flight to a target in the Pacific Ocean. The missile blasted off at 12:33 a.m. Wednesday from Vandenberg Air Force Base. Its reentry vehicle traveled 4,200 miles to the Kwajalein Atoll in the Marshall Islands as part of a developmental test. Such tests use a spare missile from storage to validate flightworthiness of new or replacement components. 20 firefighters from California have returned to the United States after spending nearly a month battling wildfires in Australia. The firefighters based at Angeles National Forest arrived Wednesday and were reunited with their families at a fire station. The 18 men and two women had worked with the Victoria Rural Fire Service to fight Australia's devastating blazes. More than 200 firefighters from federal agencies have been sent to Australia to fight bushfires there for the first time since 2010. Firefighters from Australia previously deployed to Northern California in 2018 to help there. The California State University System and Cal State San Marcos agreed to pay $240,000 to settle a lawsuit challenging the refusal to use student fees to fund a pro-life speaker on campus. University officials also agreed to change their policy to make sure that future funding decisions are viewpoint neutral and do not discriminate against particular causes. Student Nathan Apodaca sued the school in 2017 after he and his anti-abortion group, Students for Life, were denied a $500 grant to host a well-known pro-life speaker. Neither the chancellor's office or Cal State San Marcos responded to requests for comment about the settlement.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.